Namaste, and welcome to this self-inquiry video. We're going to be using a very simple technique here today, a very simple question from which to frame our self-inquiry. And for me, it helped me when I was waking up to begin to explore the different ways that we could actually do self-inquiry, because I found the typical way that it had been done that I was trying to follow along with was quite confusing for me and didn't really seem to work for me at first. As I got further into it, this technique of I am not this, I am not that, the neti-neti approach, until all that remains, seeing what I'm not, until all that remains is what I am, the formless reality. I found that technique very difficult at first. So I learned to use this other technique which I really formulated this question, what else am I? Because I found there was a lot less resistance to doing it this way. And it seemed to be a lot easier process, at least at first for me. So starting from the premise, we all know our body and mind really, really well. And in this way we're going to do self-inquiry today, we're not going to be resisting that. There is an identification with the body. I feel like I am this body when I start this awakening journey. And if I think, as I used to, that I had to give up something in this process, I was going to lose my sense of self in this process of awakening, then I would resist the process because I felt like, as you may feel, that I'm going to lose something important to me, what makes me me. I felt that that was going to disappear in this process of realizing the truth. So when I began to work with this question, what else am I? Then it's very similar to contemplative approach where we are including everything rather than excluding. So this may work for you easier. It may not work for you. You may feel that you prefer the other way. Have a go and see how you feel. So we're going to start a very simple inquiry practice. We're just going to ask a question. What else am I? So we know right now there is a body here. We are this body. And we know our senses are functioning. So I can hear the words coming out of my mouth. I can see the image on the screen here. I can smell if there's any smells going on. All of my senses are functioning. My body, my senses, I know very well. And really the technique is just to keep asking this question, that whatever I see I am, there's always more to see about that. So moving on from that, I am also my mind. So any thoughts that are happening as you're listening to this, watching this, you know, I don't really understand this inquiry, mind might say. I'm not sure I'm doing it right, mind might say. And oh, this one is easier than the other way. Or this, I don't find this one so easy as other ways I've done self-inquiry. All these thought answers, part of mind. So I am my mind too, and my body. I am my senses, my mind. And then asking the question even deeper, even further, what else am I that I haven't seen yet, maybe? Well, what else do we know about ourselves? We know we have emotions. There are emotions, maybe not any right now, but we know that they do come and go. So we're just including those. I am also my emotions. So whatever we know about ourselves, we're just including, being very inclusive, not feeling that we have to lose anything. What else am I? Well, I am my experiences too. Whatever I experience is experienced inside me. So I am all of my experiences, my memories, my desires, my goals, my fears. I am all of those too. Can you feel that we're just exploring inside in this self-inquiry? What else is there about us? And we're just noticing all the things about ourselves. and not saying with any conviction that this is the right, well, this is the right thing, this is what I am and this is what I am not. We're not going to do that in this inquiry. So what else am I then? My emotions, my thoughts, my body, my senses, my experiences, my memories, my desires, my regrets, all of those things. And I also am me. I feel like me, this separate sense of self that's here. What seems to be different and unique about me, I am that too. So I am this me that I notice floating around. I am this sense of me as a person also. And all that that involves. So again, we're just not really pushing against anything with this type of inquiry. We're asking this very important word in a sense, else. What else am I? And notice we're not trying to come to any final conclusion here. That's not really the purpose of inquiry. Inquiry is just to look and see, and we're doing that right now. What else am I then? I am this sense of me. And I am my waking, sleeping, and dreaming states. I can see that all of those are included in what I am. And they're just going on in front of me, and that's fine. They're just happening. So as we're asking this question, what else am I? We're kind of building an even more, upgrading our sense of what we are every time we ask this question, going through the layers of what we are in our fullness. So we keep asking this question, what else am I? And again, notice your mind's tendency to want to find the one answer that's right and discard all the others as if there is a final answer that's going to satisfy you to this. So what else am I after this sense of me, after the waking, dreaming, sleeping, after the body, during the body, thoughts, emotions, experiences, memories, all of that? Well, I could be my opinions, my beliefs. I'm also my karmic patterns, all of that. We can include that too inside our definition of ourself. Again, we're not excluding or trying to get rid of anything. And what else am I that I can recognize? Well, I'm also the space in which all of this is happening, because that space in which my body and my thoughts and my emotions are occurring, space around my body now, around your body now, permeating your body, the space from which your thoughts arise and disappear, the space in which your experiences are happening, your relationships, all of that is you. And it's all happening inside this kind of invisible space, isn't it, that's ever present around us. And this is the one answer to this, what else am I question, that is unchanging. Everything else that we have mentioned, so our body is constantly changing, our mind is definitely changing constantly. Our emotions differ from day to day, our preferences, our beliefs, our karmic patterns, everything else is changing and coming and going. And everything else is dependent upon the body. Even the waking state comes and goes and is dependent upon our body. It's really the body that's asleep anyway. So we are this empty space of awareness in which thoughts are appearing, our body is appearing. We are also this too, also. So we're not excluding anything. And we're not making this empty space of awareness better than all the other answers. And all the other answers are not worse than, they're just different. So I'm just getting to know, exploring all the ways I'm showing up as thoughts, as emotions, as an experience, as a relationship, as the space in which all of that is going on. And I'm not even going to try to decide which one of those is better. You might feel a real sense of peace when you're not trying to get rid of anything out of your experience, but kind of just zooming out like this, finding out all that you are, is going to allow you to include more into your self-definition, into a deeper sense of wholeness and richness. So if I am this empty space of awareness too, how far does that space reach? Well, how far does the space around my body go? Does it include other objects? Does it include this laptop I'm using to record this? Does it include the chair my body's sitting on? Does it include these things behind me, everything else in the room? Does it include the room? So as we start to explore this aspect of this formless awareness, we'll start to see that what we are, what else am I, becomes even more inclusive. I am also the objects appearing in this formless awareness that my body is appearing in. Not only my body, but everything else too. And you may not be as convinced of that as you were when you included that you were your body and your thoughts. And that's okay, as you keep exploring. If I am the space everything in my body is appearing in, then as I get to know that space, that awareness, I'll see it doesn't really come to an end. That anything appearing in it must also be me too. And eventually, everything appearing in it. So I am all these other beings too that I see. I am all these other objects, life, sentient, insentient, all of that. And if you've enjoyed this process, this kind of way of doing self-inquiry, this very inclusive way that I am, eventually I'll come to see I'm all of manifestation and I am the unmanifest awareness to the space that is not yet a thing in which all of these things are appearing out of. I am the food my body will eat. I am the clothes I'm wearing. I am the clothes everyone else is wearing. There really is no end point to this inquiry when you ask this question, what else am I? And if you've been following along with this and just recognizing everything that you are, then you might find it much less daunting to the mind, much less resistance comes up to this, because we're not asking you to set aside anything. We're not asking you to get rid of or lose anything in this kind of inquiry. That I am also everything that I can answer that question with. What else am I? And just this word else just softened the resistance and allowed me to really get into this rich and deep sort of falling back in love with everything that I am. Recognizing that maybe I've been suffering because I'd only been looking at a small fraction of what I really am. I'd only been looking at one body and mind and sense of me. And that really what I am is so much more than that, inclusive of everything. So I've taken you through this question here. And whatever experience you've had with that, I would really encourage you to play with this question. What else am I? There's certain aspects of yourself that you know very well. You know your mind very well. You probably know your emotions better by the day. Know your body as well, what it can do, what it can't do, what it likes, what it doesn't like. Just really exploring this more with this question. See if you can play with this question. What else am I? And if this inclusive way really resonates with you, then this will take you to the same place as the exclusive. I'm not this, I'm not that. And even the exclusive path, the neti neti, eventually has to come back around. I can't say really that there's anything I am not, because everything, all the forms and objects, are really my own self anyway, appearing as that. I'm showing up as a thought, I'm showing up as an emotion, I'm showing up as a cloud, I'm showing up as formlessness, awareness, silence, consciousness, I'm showing up as bliss, I'm showing up as fear, I'm showing up as my husband or my wife or my brother or my sister, my boss. I'm showing up as this store, I'm showing up as that building, I'm showing up as this animal, that insect. On and on it goes. I'm showing up as this galaxy, as this universe. You know, you can really have some fun with that. So anything that you experience for the rest of your life will become an answer to this question. What else am I actually? And every day I experience more and more answers to that question. My life is, oh yes, I am this too. And I am that emotion that I'd forgotten about. And I am this particular way of thinking that keeps happening in my mind. And I am that karmic pattern. And I am that person that I really would rather not spend time with. And I am that person that I really love and enjoy being with. And all of that. So I really hope that you have enjoyed this way of doing self-inquiry. I'll be showing you different ways to do self-inquiry. But for me, this was the easiest doorway in, really, because it really just stopped this terrifying idea that was causing a lot of resistance to the process, that I was going to have to lose something in this process of awakening. I am this human being too, also. And I am the formlessness. And they are the same one, really, is the ultimate conclusion. And it's hard to resist anything if you feel that you're really being upgraded. I'm upgrading my definition of myself rather than trying to get rid of things. There's room inside me for everything, even this limited sense of me that's doing whatever it's doing, thinking whatever it's thinking inside. So I hope you've enjoyed this as much as I have. And if you have, I would really suggest that you play with this question on your own as well. Sit with it, see what answers come. And just maybe if it really resonates, commit to never finding a final answer, because you can't really anyway. You could kind of reach a final conclusion. So I am the formlessness and everything that appears in it. And technically that's correct. Everything that appears in it is constantly changing and becoming ever more beautiful from this place of inclusiveness. Even the formlessness itself, when I experience it, it's even clearer and deeper and richer. So this question can take you to a wonderful, wonderful experience of being open and inclusive and receptive. Thank you. Namaste.